Welcome to 85 South. It's your man Carlos Miller.
It's your boy DC Young Fly.
And you are listening to 85 South presented by ComedyHype.com.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Well, we're glad that you're here and you're watching.
They not here, though. They not watching. They just listening to this.
They listening.
This is a podcast, man.
Oh, so like satellite.
Podcast, right? No, this is not a satellite. This is just like if you were sitting at the house with nothing to do and you was like, I want to hear some niggas talk that I can't see. You would click on this.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, a podcast pretty much ain't really shit, but two people that you kind of fuck with talking about shit that you kind of thought about.
Oh, for real?
That's what a podcast.
So they like, oh, I was thinking about
that. Yeah, we can sit here and talk about whatever.
So niggas at home like, we could be a podcast.
Just say something. Watch this. Say some shit. Just say some shit. You see, they can't say shit when you tell them to. You been talking. Say some shit, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, that's what a podcast is. You
okay.
Just sit here
so
and
this
give...
podcast is called 85 South, baby.
Right, because that's how you get to Atlanta if you in Gwinnett. You just got your license back not too long ago.
I told you, man. I ain't seen nothing.
We talking about 85 South. Okay. I know you just got your license back. Tell them about the Cutlass, man.
Man, the 86 cut dog, man. You know what I'm saying? 5 cents of the V8, you know what I'm saying?
That's how I know.
You hear me? That thing saying,
hold up. You said your shit got 5 cylinders?
That what it say?
Bro, you need to go get that shit looked at.
Why?
Because it's supposed to have 6 at the minimum.
Shit said 5.
No, you riding. Your shit got a lawnmower engine in it.
What wrong? Hold up.
Hey, you missing a cylinder, my nigga. A whole
so
cylinder.
So it's a 6-cylinder V8?
Bruh, maybe you got one of them exclusive Cutlasses that they only made one of with the 5-cylinder.
What your shit got?
My shit got 8.
8 cylinders?
My shit is boss.
So it's eight niggas down there with cylinders.
With cylinders, man. You got 5. That's an odd number. You ain't getting no pressure.
Nigga, even when I looked it up, it say 5.0 V8.
That ain't mean it's a 5-cylinder, though.
Oh, if
it's
I've been a 5-point, that's I've been, you don't know nothing about cars. I've been telling for you, you know, my and they been agreeing with me. You got a 5.
You got the 5.
Oh, that's what's up.
That motherfucker running,
that motherfucker running. They been lying to me all day, bro.
Well,
dang.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
All right, I'm
that's
gonna...
how I know you was real, though. You done gotten on, got all this success, millions of followers. This
tell
nigga
you,
go buy an 86.
Let me tell you how stupid I am. I done went on Instagram and say, I got a box Chevy.
I saw that shit. Then you like, hold up. This automobile. You should have deleted that video
I
and started over.
I said, y'all, I got a box Chevy. I'm a Chevy boy.
Bruh, then nigga, you DM riding, me like, you riding the bitch. You riding 85 South with no seatbelt on.
No, I got this. You know us. I hooked the seatbelt up and put it behind my seat.
Then you are not a toddler. That defeat the point.
I just be riding. Police be thinking I be driving. I'm like, yeah. Hey, got no seatbelt on.
That defeat the purpose of putting the seatbelt on, man.
Man, look, it hurts.
85 South,
I go across my chest. Yeah, that's pressure.
Asthma across your chest?
And the seatbelt across my chest, that's pressure.
Pressure.
That's pressure. Hey, man, so where you from, Carlos?
Hey, man.
They don't know what's happening.
Bruh, I'm from Mississippi, man. The hard part. You know that part of Mississippi you see in the movies, like Mississippi burning with the white people with the little spit right here on the corner of their mouth?
I ain't never seen no movie with Mississippi.
That's where I'm from. That's why it'd be shocking to me when I meet some nice white people. I'd be like.
Cricket. You know the only way I can spell Mississippi is if I say M-I, cricket letter I, cricket letter I, humpback I. Do you feel me now? I got to say the whole thing.
You still spelled it wrong.
No, I didn't.
All right, I was just fucking with you. See what you was going to do. No, I was from Mississippi. Man, I had to get the hell out of there, though, man. It's too small.
What's going on?
Man, it's too small. Ain't really too much going on.
Man, last time I went to Mississippi, man, I went to the club and the church was upstairs. I was like, man, this shit crazy.
Mississippi a crazy place. That's the only place you can go. People have 2 front doors to their house.
2 front doors.
You go to somebody's house in Mississippi, they got more furniture on the porch than in the damn house. That's real shit. Real shit.
Well, you know,
Mississippi is good for dudes. Like, if you like strong-ass women, like you like thick, strong women who can do shit like help you move a washing machine and
y'all,
shit.
Y'all got, when y'all park on the street, you can still park slanted like back in the old days.
Bruh, you could park in the yard. If you want to. It's just a whole bunch of
that's
grass.
That's the same way down
shit.
Here, man. You
whole
know,
bunch of grass.
85 South run all the way down to the west side of Atlanta.
That's funny because, you know, like, Atlanta the South, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people in Atlanta, they think, they like, if you call them country, they get mad. They're like, fuck you mean, nigga? Ain't about
but the
country,
crazy part about it,
ethnic.
I had to agree with being country. When when you go north, you'll understand how country you
is.
You when you go north and you see how much craziness up north got to deal with, you just go on and take it on in. You know what? I'm a country motherfucker.
I be looking at niggas in the north like, where did y'all learn these words?
bro, I adapt to New York so fast. Yeah. I came back down here like, son,
shit is crazy. They
like,
son.
Nigga was like, bro, you went to school with me? I'm like, yo, son, word to mother, kid. Word to mother, kid.
Yo, shit was wild, son.
Hey, man.
Wild, son.
Hey, man.
Where you from, though?
I'm from the west side, man.
West side of what?
Atlanta, man. Outerville, zone 4, where a crackhead could be your stepdaddy.
Bro, I fuck with zone 4, man.
For real, bro, man. I learned so much from a crackhead.
You know
man.
What? When I first moved down here, that's where I used to get my weed from.
From a crackhead?
No, listen. On zone 4, you remember? Because they had, when they had that when everybody was on that perp real hard.
Uh-huh.
My dog down there was selling them perp 3 for $10.
Nah, that was mid right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was perp.
That was mid with purple. Dog, he colored think, it. Bruh, I know niggas who are color bruh, purple.
Do you think I would drive all the way from Cobb County to go over there?
I'm telling you, bro. They would get a purple mark and color the hell out of me.
Shout out to them creators. Like, I got purp because it was official.
Listen to me, bro. Whatever it was. I smoked the strongest gas from a crackhead. Let me tell you something. Hold up, wait.
No, I'm not letting you put this out there.
Yes, this. The man bought me, he came, he was like, because they called me John in the hood. So I'm chilling in the car, he like, John, I got 2 grams of this gas. He say, give me, you know they always want to earn up, he say, give me 750. I said, I ain't got him a 725. He said,
wait.
He said, give him 725. I gave him 725. So before I got it, I got to stare it down. Because I'm getting it from a crackhead.
Come on, man.
You know, so I got to stare it down. So I'm staring it down for like 10 minutes. He tells him, God damn, man, it ain't not going to change about it.
Bruh,
so look,
are you really sitting here telling me you bought some weed from a crackhead?
Listen to me. I know him. He stayed across the street from me. Oh. I grew up with this man. Okay. You feel what I'm saying? So I bought it. I rolled it up. So me and my partner, we ran to a little get together. So I hit it. You know, I hit it. We ran. I start look at the shit. I'm like, oh shit. I put it up.
Oh, it's too late.
My partner done got out the car. I'm still in the car. I'm just high as hell, man. They had to get together. I'm trying to get myself together. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what you get.
So look, no. After a moment the shit kicked in, it was a good high. And I told my partner, I said, look, bro, you got to hit this shit, man. This is bruh, smoking.
You can't hit that.
Listen to me.
Do you understand that you bought some weed from a crackhead?
I went and looked for him to see do he have whoever he stole it from. Can he go steal some more? Because this was the best
bruh,
weed I have ever smoked in my life. Bruh.
This was your first mistake.
No.
First mistake is buying the weed from the crackhead. Because anything that a crackhead touch got crack on it now.
Listen. If that was crack weed.
That was crack weed, man.
Hey, kid, don't do drugs, but if you over 21, better sprinkle some of that shit.
sprinkle some crack on it.
Better sprinkle some. Hey,
that's,
boy.
That's the wildest shit I ever heard. What's one of the best things you ever bought from a crackhead besides weed? Don't do that ever again in your life. You lucky to be here.
A car?
You bought a car from a crackhead?
He was down on his last, man.
How much you give him for it?
Man, $850.
You bought a car from a crackhead for $850.
No, $8.50. Yeah, you'll be surprised, man. Oh, he wanted a crowbar.
These tails.
So he gonna steal another
these
car.
These tails from the west side.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, you come from the west side, boy, crackhead can be your step.
What's
man.
The wildest shit you've seen on the west side? The wildest shit. Hold up.
Look.
I know you from over there, but this is the wildest shit I ever seen on the west side. This dude, this crackhead dude, he had rain, right?
Yeah.
And you know, pothole in the street.
Yeah.
Crackhead dude got butt naked, took a bath in the pothole on the west side.
No.
Did the craziest shit I ever seen. I saw a crackhead hit another crackhead on the west side with a, you know, the pole that go on the box.
Yeah.
He had the long ass pole.
He went crazy.
Every time he swing, it hit the ground real hard. Oh, yeah. So he kept hitting. It was the craziest shit ever, but he knocked
you
with that.
I said the crazy part. Well, this is one of the crazy parts. I seen the crackhead running from an invisible snake. He was walking, and he was like, oh! He would jump up. So I'm like, bro, what's wrong with you? It's a snake. I'm like, that dang snake. He like, you don't see it. So he just running. And it was never no snake, but I have seen a crackhead beat up the dope boy.
No.
Man, listen to me, man. That changed my whole perspective on selling crack. When we sell it to strength to whoop our ass with, I said, I'm stopping right now. Listen, he thought he stole his crack. So he walked up on him like, "Man, hey man, I know you stole my crack, man. I know you stole my crack." He like, "Listen, man, I ain't
this
stole
must have been
crack.
A new crackhead because he still had all this strength."
No, this one of them crackheads. You know, every blue moon you got one of them crackheads that just won't get small. They in shape crackhead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, ain't nobody gonna mess with him. You
right.
But just because they crackhead, you would think you could just beat him up because they're crackhead. So he telling me like, "Bro, I know you done stole my crack, bro." He like, "Look, I ain't steal your crack." So the dope boy walked up on him. Hit him with like a 3-piece. Boom, boom, boom. The crackhead hit him with a 3-piece. Boom, boom, boom. Dope boy like, "Man, you ain't had nothing to do with it."
Yeah.
And why not? I said,
hit the nigga so hard, he changed his whole argument. Hey, man, I lost that shit.
Said,
it fell out my pocket.
Man, you had nothing to do with it.
It fell out my pocket,
man. I said,
man,
I can't believe we selling these niggas shrimp.
Man.
I said, oh, that changed my whole perspective. That changed my whole perspective, man.
Hey, the West Side be wild as hell, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Wild as hell, boy.
Wild, bro. So what made you get into comedy, man, all the way from Mississippi,
seeing,
man?
Seeing shit just like that. I've always been, like, people thought I was crazy as hell growing up, man. Cause I just used to always, like, just kind of be off to myself, just, like, fucking around, talking shit. But I was always a shit talker. So then once I figured out how to talk shit on stage and then transition and then start, you know what I mean, messing with it for real, I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I felt like I had wasted a whole bunch of time up until the point that I got to doing comedy because it was like I was supposed to be doing comedy the whole time.
Man. You won't even understand why I started doing it.
What happened?
Well, I got stabbed in 2013, you know what I'm saying? But
you out there buying weed from crackheads.
And got stabbed, man. Yeah, man, you know, real street shit, you know what I'm saying? But
how you get stabbed?
In the fight.
It was that close? You was close to a nigga. You mean that's
no,
some old
no,
school
this
shit.
No, this is the great part about
you
it.
You like the youngest nigga that done got stabbed in a long time.
And
niggas ain't been
saying.
Getting stabbed since like the
80s. You know, back in the day when they used to be like, "Hey, niggas get shot, but you don't want to get stabbed." Like, you ain't about to be stabbed nobody no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't get stabbed no more. Hey. I'm here to tell you, niggas get stabbed, man. You know, fuck the bullshit. That shit hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas get stabbed.
Let me tell you, man. And
she got stabbed, bro.
I'm fighting you. I'm locked in on you, but somebody stabbing me while I'm fighting you. I don't know. You know, I'm locked in like a pit. So before you know it, I'm start losing.
So you got stabbed by a nigga who wasn't even in the fight.
I'm getting stabbed by a nigga who was like, "Get off of him."
You
get
got stabbed by a nigga boyfriend?
Hell no. It was somebody who was scared to get in the fight.
Oh, okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay. Because the way you was swinging, like,
but that's
get
how they,
off of him.
But that's how they were doing it, though.
Nigga husband done stabbed you.
You feel what I'm saying?
He got stabbed by a nigga husband. Get off of him.
But for real, though, man, that shit was real out there. So, you know what I'm saying? But the reason why I started getting into, you know what I'm saying, like, I've been roasting since a kid.
Bro, you done took that roasting shit to another level.
But I've been doing it since I was young. See, my parents are old, bro.
Right.
See, niggas think I just started this. I can't fight. So I know how to roast a nigga into not fighting me. Like, man, you know what, man? Ain't gonna beat your fun ass.
Stupid.
You know, you're a little fun ass.
But see, I was saying, you changed the whole little because it's like, people hit me. They're like, they'll hit me and be like, "Hey, tell DC I'm about to tear his ass up. Fuck you." I mean, like, man,
I can't even have a conversation. That's all we say.
Hey, I saw that little boy try to roast you, though, when you was doing the giveaway the other week.
Man.
When you was out there with the kids, boy looked up and was
man, that's
boy, you ugly.
That's all was so funny, man. You don't even understand. But I've been doing it for so long, man.
Bro, you was roasting. I saw another video. You was roasting the police. Like,
yeah,
a couple
man.
Videos.
Listen to me, bro. I'm glad I have become, quote-unquote, famous because it has changed my life a little bit. I don't get no more tickets. I don't get none of that. Like, the past 6 times when I got pulled over, they'll come up to the car and be like, "Fuck you, man." I'm like, "Thank you." I was scared. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are dying from y'all. You feel what I'm saying?
Out of all the places, who the craziest person that try to roast you? Like, old lady or somebody? Like, who been trying to roast you?
Man, I had like a group of kids. You don't understand them kids.
The kids be on your ass.
It might be like 90 of them.
What's the funniest one?
I just have to pin them down. Pow.
Any kids ever hit you with a good one?
Man, I have heard a good one where I was like, I had to roast him and like really make him go get his daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a grown man joke. Like, somebody told you to say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they not caught me with a good one. But I've been doing it for so long. Like, my parents are old. Like, my mama's 67. My daddy died, he was 83. So my mom used to change wigs every day.
Right.
So my mom used to go to school with me. They like, dang, John, John, then your mom just had micro braids. Now she got a ponytail. I used to be like, bro, you ain't gonna talk about my mama.
Got nothing else
then
to say
she come back the
mama.
Next day with the micro braids. I'm like, bro, you don't know how much pressure I'm getting in class about you switching your wig.
So
up.
Your mama had her church wig and her street wig.
Listen, she had five different wigs.
Word.
She had micro mini twist braids.
Hold up, bro. Listen. Why my grandma had the false teeth with the gold tooth on it? Yeah, she
my
had,
mama had the that, same
that was,
one.
That was like her going out teeth. Like if
my
she was
had
going
the same
out
one.
With the star.
My mama had a dollar sign.
Your mom used to be the candy lady. Y'all hood rich.
But my mom used to switch.
You say your
mom
was 67, man?
67.
Your
bro.
Dad at 83?
He died when
you know
83.
What that mean? That mean you going to be old as a motherfucker too.
I'm trying to.
You going to live to be like 80.
I'm going to live to be like 90.
I don't know. If you keep buying weed from crackheads and shit, you ain't going to be here to, hey.
Listen to me. That weed was smoking.
Oh, we got a studio question. Somebody asked me how I met DC Young Fly. I don't know. I think we bought our weed from the same place. Now, this is the real story. Y'all know the true story?
I about to say, tell the
this
real story.
This is the real story, right? So, all right. I'm at the crib on Vine, right? Just fucking around on Vine. You remember when wasn't nobody really on Vine? It was just some shit that cool kids did, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I saw the video where you was like, let me get some of that rah, rah, and some of that root root. Mm-hmm. I was like, this nigga funny as hell. I got to follow this nigga. So, right, then you fuck around and blew up. He blew up and got all these millions of hits. This was later, right? And I'm sitting there watching the interview he did. He was like, well, DC, you're transitioning into comedy. What type of comedians do you like? And he was like, man, I like them underground niggas, man. I don't really listen to nobody but that nigga Carlos Miller. I was like, it's my motherfucking partner. And then I found out that your management at our archive was my nigga Bob. You know? So I pulled up on him. I was like, what's up, nigga? He was like, nigga, I fuck with you, nigga. I was like, oh, nigga. And then we went and got some breakfast and weed and shit.
It was
cool.
Now tell him about our first time. Well, our wild.
Oh, you the wild? All right, so check this out. All right. I don't even know if we can put this out there. So,
yeah, we can.
So we get ready to, so we had the initial meeting. Then he did this Wildin' Out audition and got on the show, right? So then we get ready to go to shoot the new season of Wildin' Out.
We get stuck.
We get stuck in motherfucking Cleveland. Like, we get stuck for like a whole day and a half. It's like snow everywhere. Blizzard. Remember we were walking that shit? That snow was all over the place.
We wildin',
right?
Like, wow, oh my
we
God,
all,
I'm stuck.
I mean, it's a straight blizzard. Me and Fly stuck in Cleveland. He gets some crazy ass little fine ass chick to come from somewhere. I don't know where
around
the corner. I don't know where the hell.
This my first time meeting too. You know
I don't
that?
Know where the hell
she
came from.
She just stayed in the vicinity.
She
you
was
know?
Around the way, came through. I walk in the room. DC got a naked and watching Family Guy giving a massage and shit. I was like, hey. Buddy!
Hey!
Buddy!
Did the crazy part about it. I told him about it before she came.
He
knocked on the door before I could even get through. All I hear, hey, Bob, what you got in there, boy? I'm like, oh, man. Hold up.
We in the old hotel, right?
Old
you know the
hotel.
Old hotel with the
Martin
windows
Luther King
outside?
King stayed in that
like, you can't see all the way in the window, but you can see that there's some people in there. So
it was a cigarette butt already right. In the hotel before I got it. I said, man, these niggas that gave me a used
man,
hotel.
That shit was funny, though.
Man, it was
like,
fun, man.
That shit was fun. So we ended up turning up, getting stuck in Cleveland into some fun shit, man.
Yes, sir, man. We went a while or not the next day.
Hell yeah.
Happy. We weren't even standing. We got stuck. We were just happy, like, hey. Who am I getting stuck again? You know
hey,
what I'm saying?
Can we give a shout out to all the groupies who give entertainers and celebrities coochie? That's where all the creativity comes from.
But can y'all be safe because a lot of entertainers? So can y'all be safe so when time for us like that, we won't kiss nothing?
Yeah,
you know
just
what
be
saying?
Safe.
We just want to be safe.
Wear a condom, man.
You know what I'm saying? They said Charlie Sheen out here.
Man, Charlie Sheen.
Boy.
But see, he was out here smoking crack and everything.
Whoa,
man.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
give us
he
a
was.
Buzz, cat. That's,
yeah, he was.
Ah, give us a growl
yeah,
or something. Rawr.
They said Charlie Sheen was breaking bread, paying money, having sex with whoever would do it.
Not with whoever.
With whoever. Yeah,
yeah,
there we go.
That's it. Shit.
That's the sound that they make when your test come
you
back
know them
positive.
Girl, you know them girls, they talking about the D-set too, said they ain't know.
What you mean they ain't know?
They knew. Now, that's crazy that a bitch would die for a check. Like, you know what I'm saying? A bitch would know. She's like, listen, we gonna die, girl. But right. Look, we can spend a lot of money before we die.
She in the club trying to convince people. He got it, but he ain't got it.
He got the first stage.
I mean, he's sick, but he ain't like sickly. He ain't sick.
He ain't deadly. He's sick, but not deadly.
It's HIV, not AIDS.
It like it's like living with herpes. It still can live.
He be sick like every now and then. He had to take a little pill, but he's
you
straight.
Acting like you ain't never caught the flu, bitch.
But you know what's crazy though is as Walmart sell at home HIV test now.
Home HIV.
Yeah, I think that's a terrible idea though. Cause
like, what if you
bro,
like,
if you go to Walmart, and you buy an HIV test, and you go home and you take that shit, and it's positive,
you gonna kill yourself.
It's Walmart. You gonna take that shit back and get your money? Be like, this one broke. I don't know. I know I ain't got that.
Hey,
shit.
Let me get another one. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong.
Something wrong with this one.
But can
over.
You like test your dog? They be like, man, my dog got this.
I don't
shit.
Think dogs can get AIDS. They don't got the right blood cells. I don't think. I don't know though. Hey man.
Maybe dogs can kill. Maybe they can bite people.
Hey, that'll be some shit to Google.
Hey, that'll be turp, man. Oh Lord. So what we got to talk about, man?
Hey, that's a rough subject to follow up
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you know.
Man, my dog got AIDS. It's 80 degrees in December, I heard. This podcast is to give people hope for the future and be better people.
And to go vote.
Yep. And to get your life together.
Yep.
Start
go to church.
Washing your ass.
Go to church.
Form a relationship with God.
Wash your clothes.
Maybe even get back with your baby mama.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
We want
people to listen to this podcast and become better people. Like if you the weed man and you been like you booming, throw a nigga a gram every now and then. Don't be stingy. Like I hate when you go get some weed and you about to get some weed and this dude pull out the scale. Like it's me. Don't weigh my shit.
First of all, you been
don't
doing
wait. No, bro. Don't
weigh
my
it
shit.
So long. You should already know the eyeball.
Bro, don't give me the exact amount you supposed to give me. I'm
you
me.
Know what I'm saying?
You supposed to give me some more.
We really come. This podcast is first of all. We come from the hood. We come from the streets, bro. We are literally the voice of the streets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying,
bro? So, this podcast is for all the strippers who put. Putting their makeup on, about to go to work. This is what they listen to.
No, this is for all the strippers who are in the Uber.
This is for all the strippers who got to work a double because they ain't got no ride home.
This is for the strippers who end up saying that they gonna give a nigga the pussy and do get a nigga the pussy.
Right.
They're for the real strippers.
This podcast is for all the niggas who got told on but didn't tell on the nigga who told on them. That's what this the type
that's
of
real
shit
talk, you know what I'm saying? This is
tell
for
them what this for.
Podcast is for the preachers who still smoke weed and you know what I'm saying?
And put the little Bible plan together.
And still get the sermon together, you know
this,
what I'm saying?
This podcast is for white people with no white friends.
No. This podcast is for the white people who say nigga
when ain't nobody around but they don't say it to black people.
Yeah.
Yeah. This podcast is for all the girls who like girls but don't eat pussy. And like the fake gay girls, yeah, be like, I suck
I'm
your titty, but
I'm
I ain't eating
gay.
No coochie. Yeah.
Man, go on, right. Man, go on. This right. Ain't for you. Right. This ain't for right. You.
This is what this podcast
yeah.
Is for.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I like
this,
that.
Yeah, this is what this
is
for.
This podcast is for the police. Who will give you a ride in the police car, but won't take you to jail.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
My
yeah.
Nigga.
This podcast right here is for all the girls who work at Foot Locker with that fat little booty, but the face ain't all that good.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hell
see,
yeah.
See,
hey, this podcast is for all the niggas who ever bought a box of rubbers and just went raw anyway. That's
yeah.
What this
is for. This part, I like
yeah,
that. I
hell
like that.
Yeah.
I like this podcast for the niggas who ride no E. But pass the gas.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
This right here is for all the niggas when the Jordans come out, they be lying 3 days later like, yeah, I had them bitches, but I took them back. yeah, that's for them.
See, this podcast, man, is for everybody who walk around bare-feeted, man. Just
real?
Point blank, period. And you know your dog J.P. on the floor.
Yeah.
You a nasty.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. This podcast right here. For all the fine-ass women with 3 kids and they all sleep in the bed together.
That right. And
right.
They be swearing like
right.
A motherfucker.
Hell yeah. This podcast.
Scoot over.
This podcast is for all the baby mamas who be online looking at your baby daddy, new bitch, trying to figure out why he don't want you no more.
That right, too. Because
yeah.
they like Kyle House of D.C. funny.
They funny.
But this nigga right here, fuck nigga.
This for all the hoes. Who should have gave me some pussy 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they thought that I was going to fall out, but they fell out before I did.
Uh-huh.
Holla.
This podcast for my principal. You a fuck nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. this podcast right here is for all the people who got a job and you keep telling on everybody you about to catch that ass whooping if you do it one more time.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. This podcast for the folk who ride the bus everywhere. Even around know the corner. Schedule. Like, nigga, you gonna walk.
You know who this podcast is for? This podcast for that old nigga who be at the store buying them scratch off tickets. Let me get two of them. 1-6.
Cause Kylo them about to come out.
Yeah, give me two of them number 13 and give me 50 cents straight box. 1-6-6.
And give me some aluminum foil. Cause yeah. I need to tighten up this wire right
now. Yeah,
quick.
Yeah.
This podcast is for if your stepdaddy is a crackhead, but don't nobody want to say nothing cause he's strong.
And he love your mama.
And he love your
mama. He love the shit out your mama though. He love the shit out your mama.
And he won't do crack around nobody.
Hell yeah.
That right too, man. This podcast
is for all the girls who go get their vagina waxed and still got hair on their booty.
Hey, I got a story for that, bro. I realized I had hair on my butt.
Hey, man, no.
I went to my mama. I was like, it's hair back now. She like, what's this your ass down?
You stupid as fuck.
I was scared.
You stupid.
I was scared.
Hey man, this podcast for all the women who give decent head, but they don't mind giving it. That's what this is for.
But this ain't for the ones who just give it and think they just good because they give it, bitch. You guys don't use
podcast.
Teeth.
It's
number
for the
lips,
girls.
Tongue, and spit. That's it. That's it. Like, why? That's
this
so
the last
hard.
One this for. This podcast is for all the girls who smell they coochie before they give you some.
Salute.
Them chicks who come back and be like, you don't mind if I take a shower, dude.
Look,
no.
Go ahead.
Please knock that tilapia off.
If you can't get enough for the shows, follow us on social media. My name is DC Young Fly.
And my name is Carlos Miller. If you haven't already, subscribe to 85 South so you can get the next episode straight to your inbox. Did you see Queen Latifah titties in that movie?
Oh, they were big.
They was terrible.
What happened?
Her titties looked like two of Mike Tyson's old speed bags. They was beat up.
Beat up.
Titties looked like two flat footballs.
Damn.
All them years I've been wanting to see them titties and they let me down.
So you
bro.
Telling me the set it off titties are set off?
Them titties have been set up. They set down now.
Shit. Damn.
I was mad as hell. Them titties in hell. I know you and ITY.
No.
None. That Queen Latifah titties. They was all depressed. Like they didn't even have like the Queen Latifah fire. You know, like Queen Latifah be like, who you calling a bitch? Them titties was like, must not be talking to us.
So you telling me her chest is suffering with depression?
Then them titties is long.
Her chest is suffering with depression.
Man, they going through something, bro.
So you telling me that them motherfuckers are like caked up?
They not, bro.
No, I'm talking about you have to put them up.
Okay, check this out. You ever made breakfast?
Made breakfast.
You know, like when you just showing off and you crack the egg and you hold the egg up high over the bowl and you let that bitch drop.
Yeah,
that's what them titties look like.
Scrambled egg titties.
Pre-scrambled though, out the shell.
Yeah. Hold up. I got a picture. Have you ever seen Big Mama with Martin Lawrence in it?
Man, roast them titties real quick.
Man.
Roast Queen Latifah.
Boy, bring them titties here, boy. These motherfuckers look like Madea titties. You see Madea titties? Get somewhere and sit down titties. Let them get somewhere and sit down titties. Man, I bet they hide her real titties. Them bitches look like a... Have you ever seen a cookie birthday cake? Hell no, man. Them titties sitting on top of her abs. Hell no, queen. Them ain't her titties.
Oh, shit.
This Photoshop.
No, it ain't.
These titties are Photoshop.
Oh, shit.
These titties don't even want to be titties no more.
Hey, man.
And all the weight come out your titties.
Bro, I'm over this shit.
Hell, these do... Damn.
They been through something, man.
Man, the nipple is right there where they split off at.
Hey, man, them titties are living single.
Ooh, in the 90s, gotta get. I'm glad I found it.
Pick a titty up, what? Pick a titty up, that's right.
Whatever you got to fight with, when them things move to the left and the right, I do. God damn.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Them ain't queen titties. I know they ain't.
Bruh.
That's Photoshop. I know it is. Bro, I know
she,
it is.
She used her real titties for that movie, man.
They had to pay her extra.
Woo.
They pay her extra.
Hey, Fly.
Shit.
Hey, could you do us a favor?
What?
Download this podcast just like Queen Latifah Titties off of iTunes, man.
Please. 85 South, man.
85
we're going crazy,
South,
man.
Man. We're going crazy. Speaking of movies, man. You about to break into the movie game, dude.
Man, I'm trying to turn it up. You know,
Rocky got a new movie.
Oh, talking about that Creed?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was a good movie.
You ain't seen it?
I went to go see it with my girl. They crazy part about
Hold up, bro. Listen.
This is a funny story, bro. Michael B. Jackson. That ain't name, right?
Brian Michael Jordan, ain't it?
Yeah, that, him.
Or Michael Brian Jordan.
Jackson 5, Brian.
The Nick, you know the
Brian,
nigga.
Brian McKnight Jackson.
Wallace.
Brian McKnight Jackson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He blocked me on Instagram.
Why?
Because he used to go with my girl.
He used to do what?
Yeah, he used to go with my girl.
Hold on. You say what now?
He used to go with my girl.
So wait a minute. Let me clear this up. Hold on. You know how people get this mixed up. So your girl, they used to go together.
They used to talk back in the day.
They were talking.
Doing a little something.
To each other.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Texting.
Mm-hmm.
iMessage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So but then you came along.
Nah, this you know what I'm saying? This after me, you know what I'm saying? This after me, you know, this shit.
Been, he just don't like you, cuz.
I don't know. I'm not going to take it into that content. I'm going to put this on the record. I fuck with him.
You feel what I'm saying?
I never met him, but I fuck with him because he's
grind. He listening to this.
Let him listen. Right. Shit. I can say this in person.
Right, but I'm saying, when he hear this, he going to be like, oh, it ain't what I thought it was.
It was never what you thought it was. You just blocked me because I go with a girl. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you were,
I fuck with
why
your
you
grind.
Had, oh, I you thought you had like roasted him or something.
No, because he used to follow me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Then when she told me, I was like, she's talking about, I've been told. I'm like, bitch, you ain't telling me shit.
I'm going to go and keep it 1,000.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to keep it 1,000.
Like, bitch, you ain't telling me shit. Like,
if it was me,
you would block me too.
I would have blocked your ass too.
But you know
what I want to see you happy for with my old girl.
But listen.
I'm not about to look at you. Fuck you, man. Nigga, fuck you, man. That's my girl.
Listen.
That's my lady.
You don't block me. You block the lady.
No, because you be posting her too.
No, I blocked all my old ass girls.
No,
I never blocked their niggas.
Bruh, she, like.
You know what I'm saying? You don't block the niggas.
She blocked her ex. But then he took the shit to a whole nother level and blocked you. What he blocked you for?
That's what I'm saying.
But he should have, though.
But the crazy part about it, I still went to go see the movie.
You ain't have to. I wouldn't have went. I'm not about to sit there and
listen,
enjoy a movie of a
and
dude
the crazy part about
who used to smash my girl. I don't give a fuck how
crazy
good
part about
it,
every
I'm
time,
not going.
Every time he would kiss the girl in the movie, I'm like, yeah.
Bro,
you missed that shit.
You secure, though.
You know, I'm straight.
You secure as hell. Because all the
really,
hoes was like, oh, Brian Michael Jackson,
listen, we love him. Listen, I'm really playing with her because I really don't give a damn at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is, I fuck with your grind, bro. Keep doing your thing. Salute. Just unblock me, bro. God damn,
Just
unblock me,
salute.
Bro.
What's the name? Because
we going to run into each other. And guess what I'm going to say? In your face.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man. Why you block me, man? Don't block me.
Hey, man. Shout out to Brian Michael Jordan.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Brian McKnight
Michael
Jackson,
Brian
man.
Jordan. What is it? Michael B. Jordan.
It's Brian McKnight
Shout out
Jackson.
To Michael B. Jordan, man.
Man, he. I ain't gonna lie, man. Look.
Hey, don't unblock Fly.
Man, no, I'm blocking.
You supposed to block the nigga who smashed your ex-girl.
To
I would have blocked that nigga,
to
too.
To be honest, man, I fuck with the movie, man. He
the
did,
movie
he,
was
he did
dope.
His thing, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, unblock me, man. Unblock me, man.
Nah.
It's the player rules to it.
Bro, I'm telling you, on some player shit, I would have blocked you too.
Listen.
Who the hell want to be on
that? That show me
look,
it was that serious.
Check this out. If you on Instagram, right?
Uh-huh.
You on your feed. You just scrolling. You scrolling. Then you see a funny ass nigga with 2 million followers hugged up with your bitch. You ain't gonna block this nigga?
You better be glad I didn't put up a real video.
Exactly.
I'm talking about one of them. Real videos, one of them. Hey! Make a nigga want to cry.
that would fuck the movie.
That'd fuck the whole movie up,
bro. You better quit talking shit. He was boxing. He done got big, bro.
Let me tell you something.
Beat and hit you with one of them uppercuts.
First of all, we not gonna take it that far. Cause it ain't gonna be none of that.
But
you know,
I don't know how serious it is. The nigga done blocked you.
He just blocked because he don't want to see me kissing my baby, the one I
but
be
rubbing. But that was his baby.
He mine now.
Oh man.
It like stepdad. You
that's
the
don't nobody like
he
they
the
stepdad.
Other stepdad. All right. He the dad be other stepdad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing it.
I'm taking pictures with the kids and shit. You know. Taking them
that's
to the
why
mall,
you block.
Take them to the church. You,
you
know what I'm saying?
Asshole, man.
Got him saying daddy on IG.
You
daddy. I'm like,
daddy. Daddy.
shit. But look, crazy, though, man, at the end of the day, man, that was a good movie. Everybody go see the movie.
That is
man.
A good movie. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, I always love to see black people do some amazing
shit. Yeah, man. Turn
I did not like. Well, we'll talk about that shit later.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that shit later.
Go see that shit, man.
Yeah, go see it, man. It was a turned up movie, man. Hell, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no hard feeling, man. Just unblock me, man. Real nigga shit.
Hell yeah. So you getting blocked by people and shit.
Hey, man. It's just, hey, man. It's the game, baby.
It's your man, Carlos Miller.
It's your boy, DC on Fly.
And you are listening to 85 South, presented by ComedyHype.com.
Yes, sir. Follow me, DC on Fly. We turning up. Fuck you, man. Give us some hand claps,
check
cat.
This out. Give us some claps. Give us the claps.
That's how Queen Latifah's titty sound when she running. Fuck you, man.
85 South.
85 South, man. Tune in, man. iTunes right now. Fuck you, man. What?